WZAB Sweetwater, South Florida's only business radio station.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Wanda, and all my fans. I was out there meeting you all this week at the ICSE Shopping Center Convention in Orlando. We'll talk about the things that I picked up and learned at the show. We'll also have an interview with Nikki Freed, who's now official. She's running on the blue team, and actually the Florida team, the purple team, your team. She's running for Florida Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Commissioner. We'll talk to Nikki and see about her vision for the future. I'll talk a little bit and give you an update on Vivian, and Wanda and I may just have some fun as well today. So Wanda, let's kick it off. Let's have a little fun. Let's rock the house.
Aretha.
Oh, yes. You're living right if you're listening to our show, and you're living right if you're going to make sure you talk to our friends at Warren Henry. You know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store, and I'll be visiting in Gainesville in just a couple of weeks. And, of course, down in Key West, they've got them all. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child.
It's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, everybody. I want to thank everybody for listening to our show. That's right. If you need me, you can give me a call at 305-773-6300. What would you need me for? Well, I can help you with your complex commercial real estate transactions. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you need your loan closed right away, if it's a little complicated, that's okay, too. I just closed a loan over the 4th of July week for one of my clients. They called me right before the holiday. We closed right after the holiday, less than 2 weeks. When you call us, it's all about you. That's right. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day, close in a week. Need something a little complex, a capital markets deal? Maybe you've got an urban residential project you need a little thoughtful help on? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money? Then don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and the first segment, I want to talk about the International Council of Shopping Centers Convention. I go every year. I've gone for like 25 years. It's gone from like a small ballroom at the
International
Council of Shopping Centers.
Wow, a bunch of shopping center folks.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. It brings a lot of different people together, not only shopping center folks, but people who do other property types too, especially in today's world where the shopping center is evolving.
Where you just want to get out and go shopping in your pajamas.
Well, I like to
shop where you eat and sleep.
Well, I do that now. I do that in my office. And see, that's one of the big things that's changing today is that people, even my wife Vivian, has now discovered Amazon.com.
Ah, welcome. Right. Welcome, Vivian.
The boxes have been arriving. But, I have a lot of clients that do what I call paycheck retail. A lot of people aren't going to go on and they don't have a bank account. They can't go on Amazon and buy something like that. They have to buy in cash. So, you drive up and down a street, let's say like University Boulevard or 441, and you see them, Foot Locker, Winn-Dixie, some of the other buy here, pay here type stores, cars. And that type of retail is robust. There's still a lot of expansion in the Marshalls, Ross, that kind of tenant space. I've got some great clients that are buying and rehabbing deals like that. And the other thing that's going on is some of the smaller, shallow bay, so they've got smaller tenant spaces. They're turning into medical facilities. And there'll also be places where you can go and do one-stop shop for all your
medical stuff,
stay stuff. And then, of course, my focus will be. We'll be getting the wellness centers out there. I was just on the phone right before the show, actually, talking about helping somebody pop their medical marijuana store, and a different client talking about popping a lifestyle and technology store oriented around the lifestyle. And they're both looking in Wynwood. They've got other folks that focus on the easy places to go, but when you need a hot target, that's when they focus on us. They give me and my partner on that's a guy named Julian Okendo.
Oh, nice.
That's right,
name.
Julian. Yeah, Julian's the man. He's very, very cool. He's like 25. He fits right into the vibe. And is a great partner. I really enjoy working with Julian.
Sounds like a nice guy.
He is a very nice guy, a very smart guy too. And he's able to, network all of the owners in the different submarkets, talk to them and see what they're looking for. Now, the other stuff that's going on in retail is that some of the big freestanding drugstores, Walgreens, CVS, stuff like that, they're evolving too. Some of the drugstores are giving back their stores. You go, well, why would they do that? And wouldn't the landlord be freaked out? Actually, no, the landlord's kind of happy. What are they going to put in there? They're going to put emergency medical stuff. Right, exactly.
Everyone's getting sick.
Well, everybody's getting older. The treatments are such now that they can be administered real quickly and save a life. I mean, it used to be that people would die from an opioid overdose. Now they've got Narcan.
Well, I like at least that we're calling them wellness centers. So people can go get preventative stuff, and as opposed to if you're only sick here, like instead of teaching people how to get out of sickness, teach people how to stay in wellness.
Well, that's what the folks at the Sacred Space do. We go there, we learn how to be well. Our friend Noor helps us stay focused and positive in our energy field.
That's the first start.
And then the other thing that we do is we also have the marijuana folks, but there's more than the marijuana folks. There's, all kinds of different wellness things that are available to people in today's world, and even yoga studios.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them all clustering together. The Carla Deskel is a futurist when she talks about that, where she puts them all together and they all feed off of each other. It's going to be a great thing. It's coming. And the most important part is that it's not really insurance-driven. It's driven by you.
I know.
So it's a very good thing. You can get what you need. You can get it when you need it, how you need it, and it'll help you feel better. And I've really gone very heavily into this. Lost like 40 pounds last year. Been eating healthy, testing my blood pressure, my blood sugar to make sure I'm right on spot. And you need to do that because not only do you want to live older, you want to live to be healthy.
What are you doing with your old clothes?
That's a great question.
Give me a great answer.
I'm gonna get rid of them.
All right, that's what you do. You donate them?
Well, I donate them. Some of them when I had Johnny, I used to donate him. He was involved with Dress for Success, so you'd send him to Dress
there
for Success.
Go.
A lot of the suits that I've done, I've given away to. One year, I took a lot of suits up to the University of Florida and gave them to the students. I collected them from the other board members.
Very
I thought
nice.
That was really cool. But that also transitions me into something else that was going on at the ICSE. At the conference, I was seeing a lot of next-gen people that I mentored first time around. Now they're leaders in the business, leaders in their companies, starting their own companies, bringing creative ideas to the table. And it was very, very wonderful. And then, during lunchtime, my good friend Gary Broitus was asked to come up on stage. And you know, he talked about our good friend David Lipp, who's, you know, hospice now and going to be passing. David is the gentleman that found the sites for all of the Walmarts in South Florida. So if you've ever shopped at a Walmart, David Lipp has touched your life. And David's now passing. He's leaving a beautiful friend. And so what Gary and I did was I just said, hey, Gary, how about trying this? He got up there and we started raising a fund for young people to learn. Well, they can go to the foundation, they can get some money, they can go to an event that they couldn't have gone to before. David's going to open up some lives and make the world a better place in that regard. And by the way, if somebody's interested in contributing to that, they can just send me an email to jim@freedonbusiness, and I'll be more than happy to send you in the right direction. So the retail business is evolving. A lot of the people that I know that own shopping centers are looking for ways that they can redevelop and reposition them. I always take a look at the big ones. You go, well, what's a big one? Take a look on Central Broward County if you ever want to see a big shopping center. A Publix and a whole bunch of space that's probably pretty empty right now. And so what would I do with that empty space? Well, I'll tell you, I'd move the tenants. I'd squeeze them all in right around that Publix. And then I would either build a medical office building, a wellness center, or I would build townhomes. Or if it's big enough, you know what I'd really like to do, build apartments.
How about senior living? Cool senior living, well, like hippie senior living.
I've actually got that. You know, we're working with a group called Certa Senior Living, and we're doing, I wouldn't call it hippie senior living, but it's fabulous senior living. It's senior living Disney-esque. We just opened our first facility. I helped them put the funding together. It's in Mount Dora, and it's fascinating. When you walk in, it's beautiful. They use the same kind of flooring as they use in Disney, and it looked like Imagineers put the whole place together. And what makes it different is that it's all about the successful lifestyle of the aging people. In fact, they sent me an article today about how your diet helps you with the way that you can have an impact on your mental acuity. If somebody wants that article again, you can just email me, jim@freedonbusiness. But the folks at Certus, they set it up in like a racetrack. So you go in and you go in your room, and maybe outside your room is a little station, and it's arts and crafts. And you can go in there, and it says, do you remember, did you ever like arts and crafts? Did you like building things when you were younger? And if you did, it said, would you like to stain this piece of wood? And then they have, like, coffee, and you could take the coffee and do a little stain on it. Well, you know, it's beautiful. In the courtyard, they have clothes hanging on a clothesline, so people think they're at home back in the day. You can walk around another
little... Are they wire? Wire coat hangers?
No, they're like clotheslines. I said the wrong word. Okay. Clotheslines with clothespins. And so the other thing that they have is old school. And they have a station that you can go. It's about sports. And they go, did you like sports? What was your favorite team? And really what this is it's not only for the resident, but it's also for the person that goes and visits them. Because you go there, you visit, and you go, what can I possibly do? And so this is something you can do. You can take them for a walk. You go around. You go, hey, Poppy, remember when you used to build those toys? Or when we used to go to the Dolphins games, Poppy, wasn't that great? Oh, yeah, that was so great. I remember all that. And the rooms are beautiful. You know, it's like a hotel. The place is gorgeous.
How old do you have to be to get in there?
It's not how old you have to be. It's you have to have dementia. There's like 100 different types of dementia, not just one or two. There's 100 different types. I think there's like 7 different types of Alzheimer's.
Wow.
Well, I think we're going to have to get our friends from Certa Senior Living on the show now that you've opened up that door.
Okay, good.
All right, well, listen, well, let's go to break right now. We'll come back. We're going to have that firebrand, Nikki Fried. We taped her a little earlier because she's out there making appearances. So she's at an event right now, so we taped her earlier. We're going to get Nikki Fried's vision. We're going to open it up for you. It's going to be absolutely electric. I know because I taped her, and I can tell you this. I just love that girl. Back after this. That's my man, Bruce Springsteen, and he is born in the USA just like I was. But hey, even if you weren't born in the USA, you could still vote if you're registered to vote. So make sure you stick with us. We're going to talk to Nikki Fried, who's running for State Agricultural Commissioner, and also Consumer Affairs. I think Consumer Affairs touches everybody, so does agriculture. We'll talk to her. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store in Gainesville. I'm going to be up there in a couple of weeks. It's going to be great. I can't wait. And they've got a store in Key West that basically sells everything. What do they got in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Many friends that are liberal, and I think they're wonderful people. I have friends that are wonderful business people.
Jim Freed.
I have friends that are very wealthy people.
I have many, many friends who are women.
And I have some very smart friends who don't agree with me.
And Wanda Miles.
Who happens to be African-American.
You know, I have a friend.
On 880, The Biz.
Big guy, one of the biggest in the world.
I have a friend. He's a very, very substantial guy.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to capital investments, service, and opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnex, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnect's the future of real estate networking. That's right. And if you need capital for your real estate, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to close fast? I can close in a week. Give me a call. One person makes the decision. We can commit that day. And we can close, like I said, in a week. I did a deal over the 4th of July. It did take 2 weeks, but one of those weeks was the week of the 4th of July. Say, Jim, what kind of property was that? That was a friend of mine. He had a site that he was going to develop some apartments on. He needed a loan to bridge him from today until the end of the year. So we got it for him. That's right. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. If you think I can help you, maybe you need some capital. You heard Wanda talking about senior living just a couple of minutes ago. Well, I've helped senior living folks get construction financing. So if you've got a complex real estate deal and you need a little help, just give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my niece, Nikki Freed. Oh, my gosh, I am just so absolutely proud to see you up there, to see you rocking the world. You did 60% plus of the vote in the primary. Tell me what's going on with the general election, and why are so many people lining up first? Who's lining up behind you? Who'd you get endorsed by?
The entire state. The entire state of Florida, feels like.
It seems like.
You know, it does. We had a fantastic election night. You know, the numbers came in and it just proved once and for all, like, the vision that I have for the state and the vision that we've created across it. People are listening. People like the message. They like that this is an opportunity to have a new face, new ideas, new vision for the state of Florida and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And so we had a great night, and, you know, the phone didn't stop ringing across the state and across the country. The people really excited for my candidacy and what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. So we've spent the last couple of days just looking at the numbers and starting to get ready for November.
So what's your vision, Nikki? If you could sum it up to tell our audience, what would your vision be, and why are you different than the historic agriculture commissioners of the past?
You know, it's a matter of a new perspective. You know, I've talked about that, you know, a vision where when you have a commissioner who understands that our local farmers need a fighter and somebody out there who is going to take their message and give them opportunities to make sure that they're keeping their farms and giving back to their communities. You know, a vision where we are protecting our water supply and our water sources. That's Lake Okeechobee. That's our oceans. That's our drinking water. That's our water for our agriculture community. And somebody who's forward thinking of where, you know, how to, you know, sustainable water sources and making sure that our pipes are updated. And, you know, and then a vision where there's a commissioner of agriculture who is, in fact, watching out for the consumer. That has not been done in 20 plus years. Somebody who's going to actually do background checks and make sure that the concealed weapons permitting process is flawless. Somebody who's going to put safety of our citizens as a, you know, forefront. You know, and somebody who also sees that creating alternative crops like industrial hemp and the expansion of our medical marijuana program. You know, I have been, you know, very upfront about where I am on the medical marijuana program. That's why I decided to run this year. Because we haven't had somebody in Tallahassee who's not just fighting for the 72% of the Floridians who fought for this and voted for the constitutional amendment, but somebody who understands what the will of the people means, and that we are public servants, and that we are supposed to be, in fact, that serving the public and serving the people that have elected us there and the entire state. And we haven't seen that in, you know, in decades.
You know,
and I am not that vision. And, you know, I just want to say, too, I will be the first female elected to this position in the state of Florida.
Well, the thing that always resonates when I talk to people is I always talk to them. I go, do you walk through Whole Foods and look at the mesclun greens? They go, yeah. I go, do you ever see, like, hemp in there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you ever buy it? They go, yeah. I go, do you know that can't be grown in the state of Florida? They go, what are you talking about? What is it with that?
Yeah. And we have a pilot program here that is really not a pilot program. And allowing industrial hemp to be grown here, it gives, I mean, it's so much benefits. One is it allows our farmers an alternative crop and making sure that, you know, some of these farmers are third, fourth, fifth generation Floridians that have been working the land. And we are not doing a good enough job giving them the resources and making sure that our rural communities, I mean, some of these rural communities where these workers are not up to par. There's no food stores. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no, you know, this general human rights issues that are not happening in our rural communities. And, you know, industrial hemp could provide those types of resources. And then it's also better for the environment. It's less water that's needed, less fertilizer. And then you utilize those products to actually create different types of products here, such as styrofoam and paper and straws. And again, it's an increase of the amount of, you know, jobs here available in the state. And then we have a tax revenue that could be utilized for affordable housing, for education, for infrastructure. And, you know, that's why I think I am absolutely different than anybody who's been in this position and absolutely different than the person I'm running against in the general election, because this is something that, you know, I'm forward thinking. I'm not, you know, it's time to do the restart button. I'm not the same old, same old. I'm something new, exciting. And I really do believe that the people in the state of Florida deserve and should demand more.
What would you do to clean up the water supply on the east and west coast that's been being fouled by the green slime on the east side and the red tide on the west side?
Yeah, this is a tragedy. And this is human-made. This isn't nature-made. This is human-made. This is a decade's worth of Republican administrations who haven't ignored it, haven't done any forward policies to make sure that the pollutants that's going into the waterway is not prevented. And now we've got the slug that is all over. I mean, I was talking to people today, you know, that are on both East and West Coast that have all these homes that they can't utilize. People are leaving, you know, Fort Myers, and they're leaving Stewart because of just that they can't utilize their property. And so some of this is creating a better water supply storage from the north and making sure that the pollutants are not going in from the north into the Lake Okeechobee.
So, you know, everybody I know, including me, is getting these texts and all these things. And I know that that position that you're running for runs the do not call. Can you help my life be more calm?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, it definitely oversees the do not call list. And everybody's been complaining that, you know, they still get on the do not call list and they still get phone calls. And the reality is that because no one's been, you know, everybody has ignored this. And a lot of it's technology updates. A lot of it's going after the companies that are utilizing this list and actually having somebody who cares about it and making a difference.
Now, how about assault weapons? I mean, you got the marijuana card in that office and you also got the assault weapon card. How do those jive
together?
Oh, you don't? How does that work? What's going on?
No. So in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, what we oversee is the licensing.
Oh.
So we oversee the concealed weapons permits. We oversee the security guards, your hunting licenses.
Mm.
Those are things that we oversee. And what we've known is that past Commissioner Adam Putnam dropped the ball. For 13 months, somebody in his office did not do background checks on the concealed weapons permits. And so all these people fell through the cracks and got their permits and put the safety of our Floridians at risk.
Nikki, I want to just kind of wrap up because I know you've got to go to that speaking engagement. What is the one thing, the one message that you want to leave for the people of the state of Florida and beyond?
You know, that I'm somebody who has historically fought for the underdog. I'm somebody who is going to put together, you know, it's not about red or blue. This is about, you know, the state of Florida is putting together, you know, crossing party lines, crossing the aisle, putting together good policy. And I'm somebody who is a hard worker. I'm fierce. I don't take no lightly. And we'll make sure that we do have a new vision and a new face for the agriculture community and somebody who's going to protect the consumer, somebody who's going to protect our Floridians, somebody who's going to fight for our 72% of our Floridians who voted for medical marijuana and make sure that's implemented, allowing our farmers to, you know, grow industrial hemp. You know, it really, for the state, they have to know that I'm somebody who is going to be a steward of the land and a steward of the people, and that we need people in that office who aren't going to do just the same old stuff that's been done for 30 years in the state of Florida. That isn't working. And we need somebody who has these new ideas and new vision to be placed in that office. And don't forget, I'm a member of the cabinet, which is also the clemency board for restoration of rights.
Restoration of felons' rights, and let's not forget you also defended the homeowners when they were being assaulted by the banks. So, you know, you do have a great record of consumer protection. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and hearing your updates as you go on the road. I want to thank you so much, and I'm going to end this the same way I started this. I am so proud. There's Wanda clapping in the background. Hey, Wanda.
You all have to remember, you know, if you have to register to vote. If you're not registered, you have to do it 30 days before elections. Elections are November 6th. So please make sure that you're registered and, you know, hope that you come out in November and vote for me on the ballot.
Rock the world, Nikki Fried. She's out there protecting Florida. Learn more about Nikki Fried. Thank you so much, my dear. That's Nikki Fried.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure. My niece. My love.
You.
Rock on, Nikki Fried. We'll be back after this.
Thanks.
Oh, she's the best. She's the best. And not just because she's my niece. She's going to protect all the state of Florida. I know the people that are on the environmental side that are all concerned about water. They're behind her. All of the state officials that have been on the blue team are behind her. She's got the endorsement of every major paper in the state. And if you meet her, she'll just electrify you. She's just amazing. And she wants to put all that energy that she has to work for us. To protect our water, to protect our kids, to protect us from guns. And you know what? She's got a gun license. She carries a gun. And she knows what it's like to be a gun owner. And she also knows what it's like to know how to use one and to be safe. You know, we've got all these rights and people just keep rattling us around about what's this and what's that. You know, deep down inside, you know what's right. Everybody pretty much knows what's right from wrong, or they really shouldn't have a gun, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know. In any event, so Nikki Fried, vote for Nikki in the upcoming election. She's terrific. If you want more information, I guess they've got NikkiFried.com. Is that what it says on my button? I don't know.
Just Google Nikki Fried, N-I-K-K-I.
Thank you so much. Now, how'd you like what she had to say, Wanda?
I always like what Nikki has to say.
I do, too. We don't talk politics.
We learn things.
Well, she's very learned on that stuff. You know, one of the things that I learned that I didn't know is about this industrial hemp that you can plant it out there on a polluted site, and it actually pulls the pollutants out of the site and helps clean the earth.
Hemp is great.
You know, they make clothes out of it. They make rope out of it.
I know.
When they're talking industrial hemp, it's not the stuff that people can grow. Actually, it's probably the stuff that your friends tried to grow in their dorm room and just couldn't get anywhere with it.
Yeah.
But they go out there. It's easy to grow. It grows like a weed. I guess it is a weed. That's why they call it weed, I guess.
Uh-huh. Okay. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay. But the reality is that in 10 years, this could be Florida's number one product. You know, when you go out there and you go to the mescaline green section of the Whole Foods and you got hemp in there, that can't be grown in Florida. That's just messed up. You know, we should be able to have this stuff as an ability, as an alternative crop for our farmers. And if you can grow it in these urban locations, imagine what we could do. It would, if nothing else, green up some of those nasty vacant lots.
Urban farms.
Well, that's something we're going to be going towards for sure. That's one of the things she likes about the agriculture.
It's agriculture.
One of the things about urban farms, you got to be careful with pesticides and fertilizer. You don't want to start polluting your groundwater or polluting the earth underneath that particular location. We have a lot of problems redeveloping golf courses because they have a lot of pollution on them from when they were being fertilized and everything. But the real thing is get out there and vote. You heard Nikki say it. Register to vote. Get out and vote. Do I want you to vote for Nikki Fried? Darn tootin' I do. But the real thing I want you to do is to make sure you get out there and vote and participate. Teach your children, your friends. Get everybody out there. We have a society today that's a little light on civics. Hmm. Everybody should know what's going on in the debate. You shouldn't really get caught up in the barbs and negative energy that people shoot out there, but get some information and vote on it. See who's running, why they're running. because we're at a very pivotal point in our history, and it's important that you get out there and participate. Come around the corner. I'm going to give an update on Vivian. It's going to be about as upbeat as you possibly can be. And in the meantime, Wanda's going to spin it. We're going to have some good times. What?
What about Warren Henry?
Want me to do a Warren Henry ad right now?
Let's just go to the break, because
We're at the break. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. I'm going to be up in Gainesville next week, or 2 weeks from now, actually, doing our broadcast live from there. And I can't wait to see that Audi store in Gainesville. Maybe they'll even give me a test drive. You know, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. That's where they come pick up your car and take it back and all kinds of other stuff. You never have to even go to the showroom anymore or the repair place. They come and do it all for you. It's amazing. You know, my mom, she's a member of the Warren Henry team. I am too. So's my wife. Included in all that, you've got 4 years of personal assistance. You can call for anything, anytime. I know my mom drives that person crazy. You know, always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's get happy.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life, and under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, do you need real estate capital? Having a little bit of a tough time finding it? Have a real estate situation that you are finding? You need a little extra help? Think it through. Well, give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you with capital. I can help you with ideas. I can help you with process. I can help you with connections. That's right. If you're looking to create value with your real estate or just maintain the value you have, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Institutional capital? Big dollars from big people, I can help you with that. Want to get together with a high net worth family and just buy one piece of property? I can help that too. In fact, today I had a request from somebody who wants to buy a whole portfolio of hotels, wants to get some equity. I said, well, I know where to go for that. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to close in a week? Well, if you call us, one person makes the decision. We commit that day. We can close in that week. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Jim Fried.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
And Wanda Miles.
What took you so long?
On 880 The Biz.
All right, we're back. And, you know, people have been asking me how Vivian doing. So I'll give you an update. First of all, for those of you who don't know, Vivian, my wife Vivian, was on dialysis for 4 years. She had kidney disease. She was a model. The folks that were modeling asked her to take a bunch of laxatives and diet pills to yo-yo her weight, and it just got her real in trouble. But I came to her rescue. We went out for 4 years. She was on dialysis every day, and I was out there on the computer looking for a kidney, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, it didn't matter. I was out there everywhere. We had dozens and dozens of people who reached out and were tested. We had dozens and dozens of people who were qualified. In fact, last August, we had 15 people that were all qualified and teed up to give her a kidney, and none of them showed up. We were heartbroken. My wife was getting near the end of her rope. Every day at dialysis, they were needing to revive her. They would chill her blood down to, I don't know, 40 or 50 degrees. She'd come home. My house would be an ice cube. You'd think I was in Alaska the way I was living. You couldn't even see out of the windows. It was always all fogged up. And then Hurricane Irma hit. Hurricane Irma hit, knocked us out of our home.
Yep.
She didn't understand what was going on. She looked up at me with those big sick eyes that she had, and she puffy, and she said, please don't let me die. That was her last words that she said in our house before it got totaled. I was lucky enough to get her out of there. I put her in a Cat 5 location near Jackson Memorial Hospital. She was the first person in Miami-Dade County dialyzed after the hurricane. I don't know if she would have made it another couple of hours. She hadn't been dialyzed for 3 days, and she was getting it every day. She was not looking good.
But she's here.
She's here. She made it. So the story goes that in November, right for Thanksgiving, I was told that we were going to go to New York for a kidney transplant. We had had a beautiful person who taught Hebrew school up there. He was going to give us a kidney transplant, give us his, one of his two kidneys in January. But in November, I got a call that my health insurance was going to disallow the approved kidney transplant. Well, I made some phone calls and I fought. And by Wednesday of that week, even though all the doctors had switched their schedules and they were moving the transplant into 2017, which still would have been covered by my insurance relented. They said, yes, we already approved it. We'll give it to you. We'll give it to you in 2013. I said, great. Then on a Monday after Thanksgiving, I got a call from Chaya Lipschitz up in New York.
Chaya.
I had identified her on Facebook. She had placed an ad on Craigslist. The ad on Craigslist had identified a woman who volunteered. That woman was a perfect match for Vivian. There was one problem. She needed a couple of tests, and the hospital was slow on responding to their request for tests. I said, that's okay. I can take it from here. And I called Vivian's doctor. I said, hey, doctor, did you know that we're out of here in 2 weeks if you don't give my wife the kidney transplant in Miami? He goes, well, I didn't know that. I said, but there's somebody waiting. You need to get her processed. He goes, well, I'll call you right back. He never called back. But my wife, she got a call within minutes from her kidney transplant coordinator saying, honey, you're not going to New York. You're
it's
staying
a girl.
In Miami. Well, it's a beautiful
result.
It was unbelievable. I love that woman. So Vivian got her transplant. It hasn't been all wonderful. She's had a cold for like 3 months. I sit there at a mask and gloves doing her medicines because if I breathe or touch the medicines, it impacts my ability to fight off disease.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you is that I love her. I love her so much. Today, you know, we've been involved in a circumstance. Some people that were close to her created a circumstance that was not palatable for her. But I finally ended it today. It only took me 8 months, but today it's going to end. And Vivian, all that you want you to do now, Vivian, is to think of one word, healthy. Healthy, healthy, healthy. You're going to sleep.
Healthy, healthy, healthy.
Oh, it's going to rain this weekend. I'm going to spoon that girl. I'm going to hold her. I'm going to hug her. I want her to go 100 miles in her recovery. All weekend is just going to be about me rubbing her and telling her how much I love
her.
Play
some music.
I'm going to play great music. We're going to hug. We're going to kiss. Oh, we're going to have a great soundtrack to our life. We're going to watch Pretty Woman because Vivian, the character in Pretty Woman, well, that's my wife. My wife is a pretty woman.
Okay.
I love taking her. You know, I did that once. I took her to Beverly Hills, hired a car, drove up and down.
But you didn't hire her.
I did not hire her.
Okay.
I walked. I allowed her to walk up and down the street. People thought that she was a famous person. They were asking for her autograph. It was great. I stood and had coffee. Of course, I had coffee. A block away from her and watched it up and down while she was signing autographs. It was a beautiful thing. She's such a wonderful person, and there's only love in her heart. Love in her heart. Now we've been told that her nephew and wife is going to have a baby. So that's right. We'll be granduncles and grandaunts. I'm really excited. I'm going to send her out there. It'll be her first big trip. The kids are out in Texas. I'm going to send her out to Texas.
When's the baby?
I think it's 4 months.
Okay.
4 months. Hopefully she'll be
four
strong enough.
4 months from now?
From now, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 4 months. Maybe it's 5 months. Hopefully Vivian will be strong enough. But the main thing is that her heart is full of love. Her heart is full of joy. Her numbers are perfect. Her strength isn't there, but she goes to rehab at the University of Miami Sofer Center over there on the highway. So I want to say high five to all the people. Thank you so much to Chelsea and the team over there. I know she's working with Jonathan. They're all great there. AJ, the team is just great over there. Of course, I want to say hey to my guy over there, Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how you doing? But Vivian's doing well. So we had a good result at the Miami Transplant Institute. It's a very difficult thing. It's a hard process. They can only test a few people at a time. It's hard to get the right people up there. I was blessed to have an incredible social media effort that generated so many people. They were actually being asked to wait in line and sometimes even turned away. That's okay. Well, they give interviews. So if you don't pass the interview, they're not going to poke you. If they poke you, you don't match, you're not going to keep going forward. But the reality is that because of this process, Vivian got her kidney transplant. The gentleman that was going to donate for Vivian to Vivian in New York, well, he donated anyway. That's a second kidney transplant.
Wow.
And then a third person in our neighborhood in Miami had heard about this, a rabbi's wife, and she went and got a kidney transplant too. So if you're out there and you want to get a kidney, you want to learn more about this, you can email me, Jim at Freed on Business. It starts a process. if you're thinking about giving a kid donating a kidney, it takes a lot of education first. Not everybody can do it. In fact, only 10% of the country, 10% of the population of humanity can give a kidney. You got to be basically perfect. They don't want to make a mistake. Because if you give a kidney and then you need a kidney, well, you rocket up to the top of the list. And so does somebody in your immediate family. So all that objections about I'm not giving a kidney because my kid's going to need it, well, that's just an objection. It's not the truth.
Come on. Who's planning for their kid to have a kidney issue?
Well, hopefully nobody. Hopefully you're feeding them right, you're treating them right, and you're full of love. So Vivian's now been eating right. She's having a great recovery. She looks amazing. I've taken her out. I've actually seen the cars stop when we walk around in Miami Beach and check her out. Oh, my gosh. I kind of pointed out to her. She says that they're looking at me. I said, not really, honey. I don't think so.
They're looking at the both of you and the love just emitting from the air. They can't figure out what it is, but something about those two over there.
I take her to Sephora, and I just sit outside. I don't care. Whatever you want, honey. Sephora, I don't care. Want to go to Macy's?
Really?
Want to go to Neiman's?
Can I tag along next time?
Of course. You and Fluffy are always welcome when we go shopping.
When you're in that mood, I should be around.
Well, listen, I even found out the right time to go to Lululemon to pick up all the specials, and I'm not telling about that.
Oh.
That's right. Well, that's what happens when I actually go out and recreate. So what I'd like to just get a point across here is that it's a good thing. It's a real good thing to be in touch with somebody like Vivian. And I was going to talk about it a little bit today in the second half, in the second part of this
program,
this half hour. But we're going to rerun Nikki. I had a couple people email me that they wanted to hear Nikki again. So we're going to run Nikki again so the folks that weren't in the car at the time can hear her. But I do want to talk about one thing that I've been kind of using as my theme. It was my theme at the ICSC. It's my theme in life now, I believe. And that's because what I do is I seek out value system alignment.
Value
system alignment. If you don't value what I value, I don't think we're going to get along in the long term. I don't want to work at a place where they don't have the same set of values that I have.
Not that your values are wrong, just different.
It's different. Look, there's blue and there's red. They have certain values.
It's not bad or good.
It's not good. It's not bad. It's what they value. And I'm not saying anybody's good or anybody's bad. I'm just saying we all want to get together and pull together. And if my value system is about positive energy and somebody else's value system is about getting the other guy and crushing the other guy,
no.
Probably don't want to be a part of that.
Ain't gonna work.
Now, I can get along and get to the same position. I don't need to crush somebody. And that's what it's really all about. So we're going to go to break. Stick with us. We're going to come back with the interview with Nikki Fried again. She's out there campaigning now, so we put her on tape. We'll have another short interview with Nikki Fried, and then Wanda and I will be back to wrap it up. Wanda, take it away. You know who else loves me? Larry and Warren Zinn, and I love them back. They are just the most amazing people, and the people that work with them are terrific. You know, I come on here and I talk about the Warren Henry family. It's not just a line. Everybody that's involved with them, you can feel it. So I'm going to read this with love and passion because somebody who has value system alignment with me, that's Larry and Warren. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. You know, that's a beautiful thing to say about somebody. You know, I just love these two people and all the people that work for them, Samantha and the rest of them. They're all beautiful people. You know, that's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They've got an Audi store in Gainesville that I'll be visiting in a couple of weeks. And they've got great cars down in Key West as well. They're all exceptional cars. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me as a member of the Warren Henry family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
It would be greatly appreciated if you would use your turn signal indicator when changing lanes or turning.
On 880, The Biz.
I'm not a mind reader, neither is everybody else.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, RealConnects, the future of real estate networking.
1 in 4 people live with a mental health condition. This means that someone you know has probably had thoughts of suicide. The Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a number you can call if you have a friend, neighbor, or coworker who is really struggling and you're wondering how to be supportive. It's also a number you can call if you're ever in a crisis. Enter this number into your cell phone, 800-273-8255, 800-273-8255. You never know whose life you might save. It might even be your own. Thanks.
You're welcome, Wanda.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, listen, everybody. If you need some real estate capital, give me a call at 305-773-6300. And I do complex stuff, and I also do simple stuff. Maybe you need a home loan and you got bad credit. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe your brother-in-law said he wanted his money back while you were building that spec house. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back, and we're back with my niece, Nikki Fried. Oh, my gosh, I am just so absolutely proud to see you up there, to see you rocking the world. You did 60% plus of the vote in the primary. Tell me what's going on with the general election, and why are so many people lining up first? Who's lining up behind you? Who'd you get endorsed by?
The entire state. The entire state of Florida, feels like.
It seems like.
You know, it does. We had a fantastic election night. You know, the numbers came in and it just proved once and for all, like, the vision that I have for the state and the vision that we've created across it, people are listening. People like the message. They like that this is an opportunity to have a new face, new ideas, new vision for the state of Florida and the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services. And so we had a great night, and, you know, the phone didn't stop ringing across the state and across the country with people really excited for my candidacy and what I'm going to be able to bring to the table. So we've spent the last couple of days just looking at the numbers and starting to get ready for November.
So what's your vision, Nikki? If you could sum it up to tell our audience, what would your vision be, and why are you different than the historic agriculture commissioners of the past?
You know, it's a matter of a new perspective. You know, I've talked about that, you know, a vision where when you have a commissioner who understands that our local farmers need a fighter and somebody out there who is going to take their message and give them opportunities to make sure that they're keeping their farms and giving back to their communities. You know, a vision where we are protecting our water supply and our water sources. And that's Lake Okeechobee, that's our oceans, that's our drinking water, that's our water for our agriculture community. And somebody who's forward thinking of where, you know, how to, you know, sustainable water sources and making sure that our pipes are updated. And, you know, and then a vision where there's a commissioner of agriculture who is, in fact, watching out for the consumer. That has not been done in 20 plus years. Somebody who's going to actually do background checks and make sure that the concealed weapons permitting process is flawless. Somebody who's going to put safety of our citizens as a, you know, forefront. You know, and somebody who also sees that creating alternative crops like industrial hemp and the expansion of our medical marijuana program. You know, I have been, you know, very upfront about where I am on the medical marijuana program. That's why I decided to run this year. Because we haven't had somebody in Tallahassee who's not just fighting for the 72% of the Floridians who fought for this and voted for the constitutional amendments, but somebody who understands what the will of the people means and that we are public servants and that we are supposed to be, in fact, that serving the public and serving the people that have elected us there and the entire state. And we haven't seen that in, you know, in decades.
You know,
and I am at that vision. And, you know, just want to say, too, I will be the first female elected to this position in the state of Florida.
Well, the thing that always resonates when I talk to people is I always talk to them. I go, do you walk through Whole Foods and look at the mesclun greens? They go, yeah. I go, do you ever see, like, hemp in there? And they go, yeah. I go, do you ever buy it? They go, yeah. I go, do you know that can't be grown in the state of Florida? They go, what are you talking about? What is it with that?
Yeah. And we have a pilot program here that is really not a pilot program. And allowing industrial hemp to be grown here, it gives, I mean, it's so much benefits. One is it allows our farmers an alternative crop and making sure that, you know, some of these farmers are third, fourth, fifth generation Floridians that have been working the land. And we are not doing a good enough job giving them the resources and making sure that our rural communities, I mean, some of these rural communities where these workers are not up to par. There's no food stores. There's no Wi-Fi. There's no, you know, just general human rights issues that are not happening in our rural communities. And, you know, industrial hemp could provide those types of resources. And then it's also better for the environment. It's less water that's needed, less fertilizer. And then you utilize those products to actually create different types of products here, such as styrofoam and paper and straws. And again, it's an increase of the amount of, you know, jobs here available in the state. And then we have a tax revenue that can be utilized for affordable housing, for education, for infrastructure. And, you know, that's why I think I am absolutely different than anybody who's been in this position and absolutely different than the person I'm running against in the general election, because this is something that, you know, I'm forward thinking. I'm not, you know, it's time to do the restart button. I'm not the same old, same old. I'm something new, exciting. And I really do believe that the people in the state of Florida deserve and should demand more.
What would you do to clean up the water supply on the east and west coast that's been being fouled by the green slime on the east side and the red tide on the west side?
Yeah, this is a tragedy. And this is human-made. This isn't nature-made. This is human-made. This is a decade's worth of Republican administrations who haven't ignored it, haven't done any forward policies to make sure that the pollutants that's going into the waterway is not prevented. And now we've got the slug that is all over. I mean, I was talking to people today, you know, that are on both east and west coast that have all these homes that they can't utilize. People are leaving, you know, Fort Myers, and they're leaving Stewart because of just that they can't utilize their property. And so some of this is creating a better water supply storage from the north and making sure that the pollutants are not going in from the north into the Lake Okeechobee.
So, you know, everybody I know, including me, is getting these texts and all these things. And I know that position that you're running for runs the do not call. Can you help my life be more calm?
Yeah, and that's a big deal. You know, it definitely oversees the do not call list. And everybody's been complaining that, you know, they still get on the do not call list and they still get phone calls. And the reality is that because no one's been, you know, everybody has ignored this. And a lot of it's technology updates. A lot of it's going after the companies that are utilizing this list and actually having somebody who cares about it and making a difference.
Now, how about assault weapons? I mean, you got the marijuana card in that office and you also got the assault weapon card. How do those jive
together?
Oh, you don't? How does that work? What's going on?
No. So in the Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, what we oversee is the licensing.
Oh.
So we oversee all the concealed weapons permits. We oversee the security guards, your hunting licenses.
Mm.
Those are things that we oversee. And what we've known is that past Commissioner Adam Putnam dropped the ball. For 13 months, somebody in his office did not do background checks on the concealed weapons permits. And so all these people fell through the cracks and got their permits and put the safety of our Floridians at risk.
Nikki, I want to just kind of wrap up because I know you've got to go to that speaking engagement. What is the one thing, the one message that you want to leave for the people of the state of Florida and beyond?
You know that I'm somebody who has historically fought for the underdog. I'm somebody who is going to put together, you know, it's not about red or blue. This is about, you know, the state of Florida is putting together, you know, crossing party lines, crossing the aisles, putting together good policy. And I'm somebody who is a hard worker. I'm fierce. I don't take no lightly. And we'll make sure that we do have a new vision and a new face for the agriculture community and somebody who's going to protect the consumer, somebody who's going to protect our Floridians, somebody who's going to fight for our 72% of our Floridians who voted for medical marijuana and make sure that's implemented, allowing our farmers to, you know, grow industrial hemp. You know, it really for the state, they have to know that I'm somebody who is going to be a steward of the land and a steward of the people, and that we need people in that office who aren't going to do just the same old stuff that's been done for 30 years in the state of Florida. That isn't working. And And we need somebody who has these new ideas and new vision to be placed in that office. And don't forget, I'm a member of the cabinet, which is also the clemency board for restoration of rights.
Restoration of felons' rights. And let's not forget, you also defended the homeowners when they were being assaulted by the banks. So, you know, you do have a great record of consumer protection. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you and hearing your updates as you go on the road. I want to thank you so much. And I'm going to end this the same way I started this. I am so proud. There's Wanda clapping in the background. Hey,
we
Wanda.
We all have to remember, you know, if you have to register to vote. If you're not registered, you have to do it 30 days before elections. Elections are November 6th. So please make sure that you're registered and, you know, hope that you come out in November and vote for me on the ballot.
Rock the world, Nikki Fried. She's out there protecting Florida. Learn more about Nikki Fried. Thank you so much, my dear. That's Nikki Fried.
Absolutely. Thank you.
My pleasure. My niece.
Okay.
My
thank
love.
You.
Rock on, Nikki Fried. We'll be back after this.
Thanks.
All right, everybody, make sure you Google Nikki Fried for more info. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Real Connects, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I really want to thank you, my listeners, because without you, we wouldn't have a show. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. At Jim Fried at Fried on Business is Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. I went on YouTube. I did it live today. Hey, websites gets lots and lots of hits. If you missed today's show, it'll be up on our webpage, freedombusiness.com, as soon as Robert Pitts can do it. That's right. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Tuesday. Oh, wow. I went too fast. Look for us on 8:80 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Can you tell? Remember, the person wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Gary Johnson is next.
Finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Another traffic report is just minutes away. Keep it right here on 880 The Biz, South Florida's exclusive home to Bloomberg Radio.
I'm always late. Thank God for the traffic report.